Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, it's time for another week of the N4G Radio. And it's back to a four-man group because we're missing the Wombat. Unfortunately, his significant other is sick this morning. Also, we are sans K-Dub. Nobody knows where he's at, and that's the way he likes it.
Yeah.
And also, we were supposed to have a special guest this week, Shanghai 6, but he had a scheduling conflict, so we don't have him either, which is sad. We were really looking forward to chit-chatting or chat-chitting with him this week. So instead we have, of course, the draw of the show, the Mr. Gamus Akon.
Greetings, programs.
That's right, bitches. Also with us we have the Frustrated Fury.
Vagina.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Your Carl wanted me to do that. He said it was an homage to the Boogeyman.
Yeah, well, the Boogeyman ain't here.
He's here in spirit.
Oh, this is true. And also with us, we have Mr. John W. Something okay.
We're still stuck in the 90s, aren't we?
Apparently.
Best days of my life.
All right. Mr. Gamus Khan, I guess we're going to start off with your fondling.
You know, this past week hasn't been that epic. I played I played a little bit more Torchlight. Very excellent game if you like Diablo.
Diablo.
And you have an Xbox 360
or a PC.
Yeah.
You cannot pass this game up. It is incredible. Graphics are really good. It's really fun, and you got to support, you know, these smaller developer companies, you know, because the economy and stuff like that is not in the best position. And they're in the middle of making a follow-up to Torchlight, where they're going to have multiplayer.
Heck yeah.
So that is going to be beyond awesome. So, yeah, pick up Torchlight. It's a fantastic game.
Bust it.
Another game that I played a little bit of this past week was Final Fantasy 13. Just basically level grinded some more. It's a good game. It's the draw of the game is hands down the battle system, because the story is just kind of a typical post-2000 convoluted kind of like sci-fi where they try to make up so many words. And to me, it seems like in Japanese, like fiction, that you can divide like the history of their science fiction into two groups: before Evangelion and after Evangelion. After Evangelion, it's like every Japanese video game and anime has to make no sense and has to have its own dictionary to understand what's going on and stuff like that. So, you know, it's kind of like the typical, you know, let's be cool by being really deep and confusing everybody. So,
well, that's not necessarily true now.
I'm not saying it's always true, but it was definitely a paradigm shift, if you will.
Yeah, we're the ones to get that. But anyway, I do have to admit, and this is, you know, completely off topic, but if you actually want to get into a really decent anime, now, you're talking to a guy who used to like anime but doesn't like it anymore. Stan Lee wrote one. It's called Hero Man. And it's actually really good.
I remember you talking about it on a past podcast. Not this podcast, but one in the past.
We know where you're going. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's actually really good. I mean, it you know, you can tell that it was made by Marvel.
Marvel, baby.
Marvel, yeah. It's actually really good, and I suggest it to anybody.
Sweet. I'm going to have to check that out sometime.
Check it out.
There's a couple other games. Tactics Ogre, Let Us Cling Together, the worst subtitle ever in a game.
I didn't know this, but apparently that cover for that game was censored.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah, the ESRB censored. If you look at the top of the cover with the girl at the top with the big old butt, she has pants on in the American cover, but she does not have pants on in the Japanese cover. They were making a big deal about that because the ESRB just censored the Dead or Alive cover for the 3DS.
I saw that one.
Yeah, so that's funny.
You know something? Say no to censorship.
Say no to butt. That's the true moral of the story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And there has been one other game that I played a little bit of, not as much as I probably should have played, but that's not because I didn't like it. It's just because it was something I played toward the end of the week. I finally got to download and play the demo for Mortal Kombat.
Well, it was about friggin' time.
Okay, anyway.
You know, I've played that demo about 400 times now.
I've played it a bunch. I have played it a bunch.
And I've beat it on expert, like, with every character.
Yeah, I did that too. It's really easy.
Well, yeah, it is really easy. I think the demo is, like, dumbed down.
Okay. I was trying to do a fanboy moment, but it didn't work.
Yeah, well, you fail.
Three Fire is better.
Three fighter, fighter. I have to hold back the block. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah.
Earth, do you lot talking about?
You know what? Mortal Kombat is going to outsell that game 14 times.
Mortal Kombat is going to outsell Super Street Fighter 4.
Yep.
You are out of your mind.
No, I don't think that
out of you your
know,
mind.
You know what? You know what? You will see.
We will see.
It will. Trust me, it will.
Mortal Kombat has more mainstream appeal.
No, that's the other way around.
Nope, you're wrong.
Nope.
You know what? Everybody said the same thing back when Mortal Kombat came out the last time, and it outsold it. I promise you it will outsell it.
Oh, good luck to it.
Well, I mean, I'm not hoping it's going to do it bad. Hell, I'm excited for the game. So I'm just, I don't know. Like, you know me, I'm a Street Fighter guy. Whatever.
I'm aware.
Yeah, same here.
I love Street Fighter. I'm just telling you, it's like this game is going to be retarded as far as sales go. I'm not even kidding.
Okay.
I agree with Zero that Mortal Kombat is going to be an overall better seller, at least domestically in the United States. And, however, Street Fighter will still be the game of choice for tournament players.
Well, I would never argue that.
Obviously.
Yeah, I would never argue that. And I never said Street Fighter was a bad game.
Yeah.
It's just Mortal Kombat has appeal beyond hardcore fighting fans.
And yeah. Americans and UK guys, they love seeing just people dying.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point.
Unfortunately, that is true.
I never said it was a good reason. I just said there was a reason.
Well, I also played that demo this week, and I was actually quite pleasantly surprised by it. So, not gonna mean I'm gonna go out and get it day one, but
yeah,
that
we
felt
already,
really good.
We already had this discussion. I'm gonna buy Lego Star Wars instead of Mortal Kombat.
Oh, please! It's each to their own, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, you ain't gonna get no love.
I'm not. I'm not knocking the game, because it did play well. It felt better than any Mortal Kombat I'd played beforehand, and it looked good, and I did like the fact they gave you the fatality moves in the menu system, because I never could pull those off. So, I thought I was alright.
Mortal Kombat. Ooh. It's going to be beautiful. 3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks. It's only three weeks away.
Ooh. Just around the corner.
Oh.
That's what we're all going to get from you for the next 3 weeks, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
More combat.
But yeah, that is pretty much what I've been playing in the past week.
What's up with the future fighter later?
In the future, I'll just put to you this way. Things will be coming at you.
What?
In 3D.
Yeah.
In 3D.
Mm.
3D.
Exactly.
Things will be coming at you.
Yep. That's all that needs to be said. I'm hyped. I'm hyped beyond belief. I don't think I've ever been this excited about a portable system ever.
Okay. Wow. It's interesting.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep, that's it.
All right, so I will move on to the Frustrated Fury then.
Okay, well, let's see here. Since I've had a lot of downtime at work, and I will continue to have a lot of downtime at work, I finally finished, played through and finished, holy shit, okay, Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep. Finally finished that game. It was actually really good. I mean, I have to say, like, I haven't played Kingdom Hearts 2. What I want to do is this year is play through all of them. Like, I've already played through Kingdom Hearts 1. I never played Kingdom Hearts 2. I never played the one on the DS. There's two on the DS, but I never played the one that's 350-something days over 2 or something like that. I never played that. But I did pick up Birth by Sleep, and it's basically a prequel to all of them. But the ending, no spoilers, but it's possible that that links into Kingdom Hearts 3 whenever that comes out.
That and Shenmue 3 are coming out the same day.
Probably. So,
And Killer Instinct 3.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least they say they are kind of working on a Kingdom
Hearts 3. Keep on dreaming.
That was the whole joke of what I said, John. Shenmue 3, Kingdom Hearts 3, and Killer Instinct 3. The games they've been talking about for ages and never come out.
But is what they do in Shenmue 3, though?
That was a rumor.
Didn't I hear that?
No, that was... What happened was Yu Suzuki said that he would like Sega to let him do Shenmue 3, and that they probably would or something.
Okay.
I don't know how that exactly panned out, but we haven't heard anything, so...
Well, actually, I'm pretty sure that there's a... That there's a cell phone game.
Dude, that don't count. That's like saying, you know...
No, but here's the... Here's
board
the
game.
But here's the dilemma. It rests on the cell phone game if Shenmue 3 gets made.
Ah, what a waste.
Yeah. That is a freaking waste. Yeah. I love Shenmue 3 to... like, if they made a third one. That
really? Really? Did you finish the second one? Did you find the five voodoo?
No, I didn't find the five voodoo.
I only know one person.
Sailors.
Yeah, I know only one person who could finish that game, and I still give him shit about that game.
I was looking for some sailors, though.
I bet you were.
Oh, nice.
I was looking for a long time.
I was looking for some loving
for a long time.
But, yeah, I finished that game. It was actually really good. It took me about 30 hours. You play as three different people, and you do go through their entire campaign. So it's a rather long game, but it's really enjoyable. I also played a lot of MLB 11 The Show. That's right, on the PSP.
Say what?
Yeah, me, a football guy, playing a baseball game. Here's the deal. I don't know anything about baseball. You know, they said, oh, he's got a pinch hitter coming in. I don't know what the fuck a pinch hitter is. So apparently that means they wanted to substitute a hard hitter, and then he hit a home run and won the fucking game. So, yeah, I lost. But, no, it's I don't know anything about baseball. I mean, I know the common rules and everything like that, but I think I have to say that you have to give it probably a good 5 hours of just constantly losing, and you'll actually get pretty good at it, because I now can say I'm enjoying playing the game. I know I did a little bit of research. The MLB 11, the show on the PS3, has the whole analog pitching thing. They don't have that in this game. They still do just the button stuff. It took me forever to figure out the button stuff. And I finally figured that out, and now I can actually pitch decent. But the road of the show is really cool. I'm playing it almost like an RPG. Now, I wish Wombat was here to discuss it with me, because it's really cool. They give you these objectives to do, like, say, all right, I'm a pitcher. So, say, there's nobody on base, and they got I don't know what they're called, the guy who hits the ball just to get on base. He's not a power hitter. I don't know what those are called.
I don't know.
The guy who gets on base. So,
that one guy.
Yeah, that guy. So he comes up to bat. The goal is get ahead in the count. Basically, you know, get a couple of strikes. Don't throw any balls, stuff like that. So, you know, if I do that, you get like 10 points. You succeeded in that goal. And so they give you these constant objectives to do while you're playing. And if you continue to get to achieve those goals, you get these points. And use those points to train your player, basically. Like, so I'm a pitcher, so I can train in velocity of my fastball, the control of my fastball, curveball, all this stuff. You know, even batting or just like, you know, weightlifting and stuff like that. So I'm playing it almost like an RPG. Those points are like experience points, and I am leveling up my character, basically. And it's actually really enjoyable when you start doing that. Road to the Show is pretty awesome. You know, since I'm a pitcher, I don't really go up to bat that much, which is a good thing because I still can't figure out the batting. And like, I started on rookie, I got pretty confident, and I bumped it up to the normal difficulty, I think, and I have to relearn that game all over again. So it's good, and I'm pretty sure if anybody out there has played MLB the Show before, they will probably enjoy this game, and it's a competent game on the PSP, which surprised me. I mean, granted, there are some of the animations are kind of a little wonky. Seems like every time, like, so here's the deal. If I pitch a ball and it's batted out to a foul ball, for some reason, my character, who is the pitcher, automatically thinks that's the end of the fucking inning, and he starts running toward the dugout. And then all of a sudden, you're back at the pitcher's mound because, oh, that was just the first strike. So I don't understand why they always do that, but it's actually a really good game, and I go as far as to say I would like to try out the PS3 version. I don't know if I want to own it, because, you know, I don't know much about baseball, and I don't really. They play a shit ton of games.
Yeah, it's on like 162 or something like that.
Yeah, and so like when you play Road the Show, you're a shitty little starter rookie. And the coach never fucking uses me, so I might not even play the next game. Like, he uses me as like a relief pitcher. So, you know, I'll come into the game bottom of the eighth, you know, and I'm like, ah, good. Well, at least I don't have to worry too much. And then, like, my manager's a bitch because, like, I want to be put into the starting roster instead of just being a backup. And I've been pitching really good lately, like, you know, like saving the game, basically, because, you know, I pitched a guy out and then we won the game. And you have these choices of like going and talking to your manager and saying, hey, you know, I've been doing pretty good. You want to put me on starting roster? Every time I go and talk to him, he says, you're not good enough yet. And then he does, and then he gets pissed at me and doesn't use me for like 3 games. So
it's just like real baseball.
Yeah, I was like, fuck you, manager from the Birmingham Barons, because I'm still minor league. So,
yeah. Nice.
Anyway, But yeah, the show, actually pretty decent. Be having a review of that on Monday. Played some more Dragon Age 2. AKA doing side quests. All the time. And, yeah. I enjoy the game. I enjoy the combat. And I enjoy, like, leveling up my characters. But everything else is just watered down. I just wish there was more customization. And I found this out. My teammates do not use those tactics. Because I set it to, when your health is below 25, you use a health potion. These fuckers just die. And I'm like, that's bullshit. And so I was like, okay, when you get half health, use a health potion. They still won't do it. And that's been pissing me off as of late. So, other than that, that's it.
Alright, what's the future look like?
Future is PSP abound. PSP. I'm going to, since I finished up Birth by Sleep, I'm moving on to Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII. I want to play through that, and after I finish that, I'm going to pick up Pokemon.
Gotta catch them all.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I am going to catch them all in Pokemon Black.
Pokemon.
And, yeah. I want to jump into... Oh, of course, next week I will also be playing Need for Speed Shift 2.
Shift 2?
Or is it Shift 2 Unleashed Need for Speed?
I don't know.
I don't know what the name of it is, but I'm actually looking forward to it. And I'm also going to be playing The Sims Medieval. I have never played a Sims game before in my life.
See, that's what happens. You come over here, and I make you play a bunch of crap that you've never played before.
It may not be crap, it might be good.
Well, I didn't say it was crap, but, you know.
Maybe it's like Sims, but Dragon Age. So I'm going to kill people.
No, don't think that. You'd just be pissed.
Yeah, no. I kind of know what to expect. I mean, you know, I've heard of it and stuff like that, but anyway, yeah, that's pretty much it. I might pick up the third birthday, too, since you've been talking about it, so.
Well, I'll talk about it some more.
Awesome.
All right, so I guess I'll move on to John. What's up, John?
What's up?
I
don't even drink Budweiser. played some Awful House Poker. I'm not going to go into that. I'll probably be playing that every week for the rest of the year. I have been a busy boy, though. I have completed 3 games this week.
Snap.
Yeah, been busy. Enslaved, admittedly, that's an old one. Great game. Odd ending.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
It's very Matrixy and a bit just, it's kind of stops. It doesn't end, it just stops. And that was a little strange. But a great game. A really, really good game. It's such a shame that got overlooked because although the gameplay can be a little janky, it looks pretty good. And the character interaction, especially when you meet up with Pigsy later on, is absolutely brilliant. Really funny and very, very endearing characters. So, done that. Also, started and completed Bulletstorm.
Nice.
It's a very good game.
Yes, it was.
Really?
Fun shooter. Yeah, that's
very fun.
That, it, you know, when you used to serious military shooters like Call of Duty or Battlefield, this one just sticks a finger up and says, go have fun. Gives you the tools to do it. So the weapons are absolutely brilliant. Some of the upgrades you can get for them are hilarious. And the dialogue, it's a little bit
childish.
It's a little bit Yeah, a little bit jockish, but it is really funny. There are some excellent lines in that game that made me smile quite a few times. That is a great game. I didn't expect it to be that good, but I probably spent maybe took me about 8 or 9 hours, maybe 10, to go through the campaign. And there was one level that towards the end that drove me absolutely bonkers. It took me 16 or 17 attempts to get it down. They just throw you in this sort of area, enclosed off area, and throw massive, massive enemies, these big boss enemies, and it just drove me mental. Absolutely drove me mental. And but eventually got through, and after that it was relatively easy. The ending sort of does actually wind down a bit. It is a bit of a challenge spike here and there, but the ending sort of is more about getting to an area in a certain amount of time. But yeah, good. Ending the game for that sets it up nicely for a sequel. So that's all good. The third game that I started and completed was Ghostbusters Sanctum of Slime, which will be up for review. The review will be up shortly. It's not a great game, unfortunately. It's a twin stick isometric style shooter, so it's a kind of overhead and a little bit to sort of down, and you know, kind of gives it this kind of a gauntlet feel, if you know what I mean. Obviously a bit more better looking, but you have your proton packs. You play as one of four new recruits, and the idea is that your proton pack has three different modes of firing. You've got your standard proton beam, you've got a wave of this yellow energy, and then you've got these little blue shooty balls, and coincidentally, the ghosts are also red, yellow, and blue.
Oh, man.
I tell you what. And the idea is you swap the weapons out to deal with the ghosts in the best way. So yellow ghosts are damaged more by the yellow weapon. And you just go around, and it's the same old story. Every Ghostbuster story is exactly the same. Dead God wants to be resurrected to kill the world, and it's exactly the same, but it's all in comic, the story's in comic book format, and because of that, it loses a lot. The humour falls completely flat, because you're reading it, and it's not being said. Even the beginning of the game, which contains the original four Ghostbusters, it's not right, it's not funny, and that's a shame. And also, the AI is absolutely moronic. It's some of the worst AI I've seen, because you have your companions with you. So you're playing one character. When you play offline, the other three Ghostbusters are controlled by the computer, to the point where they're not even firing the right kind of weapon half the time. The only thing they're good at is healing. If you or any of the other teammates get knocked out, they'll pretty much be there straight away to heal you up, but that's their only real use. So playing on your own is a little bit of a letdown. You know, they're stolen ideas from like Super Stardust with the different types of firing and the different types of enemies, and they've just wrapped it around the Ghostbuster franchise, which, to be fair, no matter how much I love Ghostbusters, and I love Ghostbusters, that franchise should have died almost 30 years ago after the first film, because it's been shit ever since.
Oh.
Well, hey, can you say Ghostbusters 2 was any good? Because I bloody can't.
I mean, I like Viggo. He was pretty funny.
Yeah, but Janosch, and they... Oh, Janosch is in it as well.
I thought he was hilarious.
It was so... such a stereo. Anyway, I'm not going to get onto that. However, thanks to one of our mutual friends, Drew, Rockman53.
Ah, yes.
He saw me playing it and said, do you want to hop online for some co-op? And I thought, brilliant. Help with the review? Great. So we played half the game co-op, and it plays a lot better when you've got a human assistant. When you've got somebody who you can... strategize with, so you can say, well, there are two types of enemies here, I'll take these ones, you take those ones, and then we'll get through it. And it's a lot better, the gameplay is a lot better that way. The only problem is that he's the only person I know who's got it. So you've got four friends with the game, and even 800 Microsoft points is a sell. So that is a bit of a shame, because, you know, I like Ghostbusters, and it's getting to the point where it's almost Sonic-esque, where everything that comes out you hope will be brilliant, you'll hope will have some of that magic back from the original film, but it just never pans out that way.
Do they have local co-op in it?
Yes.
They do have
No. Oh, do they? That's a very good... I don't think they do. I think it's multiplayer only online. Oh, no. I'm absolutely talking out my ass. No, there is local co-op.
Gotcha.
No, okay. There is. Definitely. So, so then the final game I've played, not one I've completed, I only started it this morning, Lego Star Wars 3. Which probably makes me sound incredibly sad, but I really like the Lego Star Wars games.
Lego!
If they're awesome. The first Lego Star Wars, or the complete saga, whatever you want to call it, they were, so far, the best Lego games that have been made. The others have kind of added stuff to it that didn't really need to be added. Lego Star Wars 3 takes it back to that, so you've got all the force building and all of the staples of the Lego series. They have introduced some new stuff, such as there's the ability to control groups of clone soldiers. So if your clone, if one of the clone soldiers has got a radio, you take control of him. He can then radio the others and get them to attack a certain point. And you know, it's just little extra things to help make puzzle solving a little bit more interesting. I've only been playing for a few hours, so I can't really go into a great deal of depth. Apparently, there is a different type of game mechanic coming in at some point where you actually control groups of squads, very much like maybe an RTS, but I don't know how much that is like an RTS because I haven't got to that part yet. And looks good. So far, from what I've seen, they've finally got rid of that annoying little glitch where you see a line go across the screen that happens with all Lego games. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but it used to bug me. Every so often you'd see the screen kind of refresh. I don't know, I'm talking bollocks maybe, but that's gone anyway, so that's good. Yeah, pretty good. If you like Lego Star Wars, you'll like this.
Lego!
Better than your Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, you wish. You totally wish.
So, that's what I've played. Future, I'll be playing some more of Lego Star Wars. I'm actually moving house next week, so I'm not sure exactly how much more I'll get played of anything else. So I've not really got any kind of plan, but definitely some more Lego Star Wars.
Alrighty. Well, shit. I got all kinds of stuff to talk about. I don't even know where to start. I guess I will start on my PS Triple.
Yeah.
I think besides the quintessential 25 playings of the Mortal Kombat demo, I played the SOCOM 4 beta, and damn, I love it. I don't know if anybody is actually a fan of SOCOM on the show anymore.
I've never actually sat down and played one. They just seem a little too, I don't know, they seem a little too tactics for me.
Well, there's definitely a lot of tactics. The beta is, they have a mode called bomb mode, and basically one person on the team gets spawned in as the bomb diffuser, and then the other team is guarding three different areas where the bomb diffuser has to go and defuse the bomb. It's a really fun mode. You can play up to, I believe, 32 people, which is huge. And the maps that are online are great, and it plays wonderfully. You can definitely tell Zipper is back, because the last SOCOM was Slant 6, and it was good, but it wasn't great. It wasn't SOCOM, a lot of people felt, and this one really feels like it's back to SOCOM. One sad truth that I've come to the realization of is now that the PS3 is actually selling lots and lots of systems and there's more people out there, that the online is just as bad as Xbox Live now. I mean, I hadn't even been in the game in 5 seconds. The game was loading, I was getting ready to spawn, and I heard, I like this game, but it's kind of lacking modes, and somebody was like, it's a beta, you dumb shit. And I'm like, really? And then every time this one guy got killed, he proceeded to scream out the N-word and calling people's sexuality into question. And you know, that's the only guy I heard. for like one entire round. I'm like, oh, this is wonderful. I'm glad we're using team tactics to defuse the bomb.
Yeah.
And everybody's cheating. Everybody's doing this. You camping bastards. You can't blah, blah, blah. It's like, hey, I feel at home. I feel like I'm on Xbox Live. So it's kind of sad, but at the same time, it's good that there's enough people online to be playing this, because right now the beta is only open to PlayStation Plus members and a few select people. So, and the rest of the beta go live this week, I believe, for everybody. So everybody can give it a try. It's going to be free. Go check it out. If you enjoyed the old SOCOMs, it's definitely good to get back into the zipper game.
Well, here's the thing. I know they had the SOCOM Confrontation beta and the MAG beta, and I'm curious as to how many hours will I have to let my PS3 stay on so I can get those fucking updates.
the SOCOM 4 beta I thought was going to be so cake. I downloaded the beta, and then it had a 35 meg patch. I'm like, sweet. And that 35 meg patch was just the downloader for the updates.
Fucking,
which was
just fucking crazy.
1.5 gigs.
Yeah, see, that's just not worth it to try out a fucking beta. I'm just not. I mean, like, seriously, it took me over a day to download all the MAG shit.
Damn, it only took me like 2 hours to download the SOCOM 4 beta. So, but I mean, it did ruin that night that I was going to play it, but I did get to play it the next day. So.
No.
I will move on to my 360. I played actually quite a few things. The first thing I'm playing for review is WWE All-Stars, which comes out this week. It's really a throwback to the old arcade wrestling games, where it's mostly just about crazy moves and, you know, fighting the guys that you've always wanted to see fight. It has two separate factions. You have the Legends and you have the Superstars. Being a fan of old school wrestling from, you know, when I was 10, when you should be a fan of wrestling, those guys are all there, you know, friggin' Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, The Ultimate Warrior, they're all there. And then the Superstars, I don't know half of them, so I really can't talk a lot about them, but it's definitely arcadey, like almost like a fighting game. The really cool mode is called the Path to the Champion mode, where you pick one of three scenarios, and it actually does like the little in-between the matches where they talk, kind of leading you up to the final match. Then there's also a fantasy mode where you can like pit matches that never happened against each other. And what's really cool is they use video footage to have the people talking to each other. So like if you had Hulk Hogan versus The Rock or whatever, they would actually use video footage to make it look like they were talking to each other like they do on the weekly shows. So, I mean, it's really good. My only big complaint about the game itself is that the AI is very hit and miss. Like, in the Path of the Champions mode, I played the first match and got destroyed, which, you know, when you're ramping up a game's difficulty, you don't destroy somebody in the first match. But then I restarted the match and just, like, obliterated the other dude. Like, it wasn't even a challenge. So, it's kind of a hit-and-miss AI. It's not really, I don't know, it's kind of spotty. But other than that, it's really fun. If you're a big wrestling fan and you've always looked forward to, like, the crazy matchups that you would never see anywhere else, and you don't mind the fact that it doesn't play realistic, I mean, the characters look like the dudes from Gears of War. Big old tree trunk arms and legs and goofy, and but there's a lot of fan service in there. Like, all the music that the wrestlers would run down to the ring in is there, all that stuff. I mean, it's really kind of nostalgic fun. The other game I'm playing for review is called Swarm, made by the guys over at Hothead Games. This is one of the coolest and unique Xbox Live arcade games. It kind of reminds me of Lemmings. Oh, mixed with something else somebody mentioned the other day, and I can't remember. But basically, you get this big group of 50 characters that you have to get from one end of the level to the other. And the game rewards you based on how they die sometimes.
Huh?
So, it's kind of hard to explain. Like, there's a bunch of, obstacles in your way when you're going from point A to point B, and the game judges you based on how many of the guys you have left at the end, how fast you did the level, how many of these little jewels that you picked up throughout the level. But basically, you're controlling, like, this big collection of characters, and the Swarmites, and you can spread them out over the level to avoid obstacles or to collect more coins, and you can pull them in together to make a tight group to go through, you know, narrow passageways. You can make them stack on top of each other to reach things at higher levels. It's just really unique. And basically, you're collecting all this stuff to feed your mother, who is the one that spits you out at the beginning and then collects you at the end. It's one of those games that you have to download the demo and play it to really get it, but it does remind me of Lemmings, to where you've got to get all your dudes from point A to point B, but you can let them die, and the game actually gives you medals for the way that they died. So, and it's just really unique, it's really cool, and it's really addictive. It's, you know, the levels are real short, you know, maybe 2 or 3 minutes long, and it's just a challenge to get points. But it's very, very fun. I definitely recommend checking out the demo. It's on PSN and 360, so it's a very, very unique little arcade game, and I'm really digging it. And I can sit on the main menu screen, and there's a button that says "Do not press," and every time you press it, it shows you a different way to kill a Swarmite. So, it's got humor. It's very funny. Very, very cool game. Definitely recommend checking that out. The other game I'm playing, I actually was contacted by the guys who made it this week and asked me if I wanted to review it. Battle Los Angeles, which is a tie-in to the movie.
Okay.
They emailed me and they're like, "Hey, you want to review our game?" And I'm like, "Okay." And, you know, I know that nobody really had much interest in it, so I said, "Okay, I'll play through it." And I actually did play through it. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours long. And, you know, in its defense, it's a $10 downloadable game. And it actually doesn't look bad for a downloadable game. I mean, visually and audio-wise, it's very well done.
Okay.
My biggest problem with the game is that there are literally three weapons, the machine gun, the sniper rifle, and the rocket launcher, and grenades. And there is literally one enemy type and then a vehicle. So, not a whole lot of variety going on. And the levels are exactly the same. Run to this point, kill this group of enemies. Run to the next point, kill that group of enemies. It's very monotonous and repetitive, which means that an hour and a half is about the perfect length for that kind of game. It's not awful. I wouldn't say it's awful. It feels like what it was, a game that was put together in 6 months to meet the release of the movie.
Uh-huh.
So, there's not really much more you can say about it. You can't really fault the developers too much because the game does look good. It does play fine. It's a little stiff, but it plays fine. The cutscenes are absolutely comical. They're comic book style, and the dialogue is terrible. You almost want to watch it because it's entertaining, because it's so bad. So, I mean, it's one of those games that's like, there is no multiplayer, so there's really nothing to draw you in beyond the playing through the campaign once. It's one of those games that's like, it's not awful. If you play it, you're not going to be like, "Oh my god, this is just crap." But there's also nothing that makes you go, "Okay, I want to play this." So, that's kind of its Achilles heel.
Huh.
Unfortunately. So, there you go. $10 FPS. It is exactly what you would expect a $10 FPS to be. Speaking of FPS, the last game that I played on my 360 is Marvelous. I played through Crysis 2. I finished it. And damn. I did not know that the Xbox 360 could produce visuals of that caliber. That game is gorgeous. And I mean gorgeous. Just wow. And it's, what's amazing is it's not just built on the beauty of the game. Like, Crytek Engine 3 is incredible. Just everything in the world is so beautiful. The lighting is beautiful. I mean, it's just a really, really pretty game. But then they actually made an epic story that you care about, that's really good. It drives you through the game. The music being done, I believe, by Hans Zimmer is phenomenal. It's such an epic, like, movie-scale type soundtrack. And the campaign is not short. Don't take the fact that I beat it in a week as it being short. Like, literally, I think it's probably about 10 hours.
That's about right then, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long game. But it never got to the point where I was like, okay, I'm done with this game. I don't want to play it anymore. And really, that's because of the upgrade system to your nano suit. Like, every you know, little bit, you're getting, like, this new power. And the way you can take down enemies is... And that's what I love, is there's so many different ways. Like, when you come up to a group of enemies, you'll hear your suit. Your suit talks to you the entire time. So, like, when you walk up to a set of enemies, the suit will be, like, tactical options available. And you'll be able to either stealth into there and avoid, you know, causing a ruckus and getting crazy amounts of enemies to shoot at you. And you can just walk around, stealth kill them, and all that fun stuff. Or you can go in guns blazing, put on your armor mode, and just, you know, take pelts and pelts of bullets and just mow people down with this weaponry and just watch them just die in a glory. So it's really has a lot of different ways to play the game. And it's really great. Like, they did everything right. Like, the checkpoints are good. The control is good. Everything feels right. The physics are nice. If I had to complain about one thing, it's the fact that you can literally pick up anything in the environment, so you constantly think you're finding, like, a collectible, because the button lights up. Hey, X button lit up. Or so. Oh, no, I just can grab that. And my only other complaint is early on in the game, when enemies see you, they sound an alarm, and it seemingly sends an endless wave of enemies at you until you get past the point.
Call of Duty. Hiccup, that one.
Yeah, basically. So, I mean, if I had to complain about something, that would be the two things I would complain about. And the funny thing is, I haven't even touched the multiplayer yet. I did dig through the menus, and it seems very robust. Lots of stuff to do, lots of stuff to collect, lots of upgrades to do, but I haven't even touched it. And I would still recommend FPS fans play this just for the single player. It's that good.
I'll have to pick that up then.
Yeah, it's very good. And you will be so impressed with how good it looks. And from what I hear, the versions are identical. The typical, oh, the Xbox does this better, the PS3 does that better, crap. But the game is gorgeous no matter what you play it on. And I don't care that the PC community is throwing a fit because they're saying the game was dumbed down. The first time I walked into New York City in that game and the lights shine through and you see, like, the whole city, and it's marvelous. It is such a beautiful game. That's a game you pop in and you go, hey, look what this is. Look at this crap. This looks great.
Who's publishing Crysis?
It's EA.
Oh, so you can't buy it secondhand then?
Yeah, you can. And just pay for the battle code or whatever.
Yeah. In other words, you can't buy it. I mean, I was looking at Bulletstorm when I picked that up. I thought, well, you know, I'm out of work now. So I need to maybe try and find ways of reducing the cost of gaming. And the pre-owned copy was £3 cheaper than the new copy, yet it will cost you about £5 to £7 to unlock the code, so at which point you might as well just buy it new.
Oh, wait a minute. No, Crysis does not have the code. I'm sorry.
What?
The code that's in... this was a decision by Crytek, not by EA. The code that was in my box was for the Collector's Edition that gives you bonus XP and a weapon. There was no online code. There's no free trial crap. There's no online code for Crysis. That I remember that now. That was actually a decision by Crytek.
That's surprising that EA let them do that.
Well, yeah. I guess what are they going to say?
Oh yeah, true.
It's Crysis. You know,
it's Crytek. Yeah, it's Crysis indeed.
So there you go. So you can buy it used, and you'll be fine. You just won't get the limited edition stuff, which I haven't even toyed around with yet. I know you get some bonus XP and a new weapon online, so.
Meh.
And then, surprisingly, the rest of my stuff is portable. The first thing that I played... Yeah, no. The first thing that I played was on my PSP, was the third birthday. And, if anything can get me to power on my PSP again, it's either Metal Gear or Parasite Eve. And it's been so long that I missed Ayabray. and the Parasite Eve franchise. And when I booted this thing up and it plays the little piano riff from Parasite Eve in the intro, and it takes me back to the PS1 days where the intros to a game is this big giant epic CGI sequence that shows all kinds of crazy stuff happening, and you're like getting pumped for the game, and you're like, yeah, this is going to be awesome. And then you get into the game, and it's really good. It's Parasite Eve fans might be a little upset. It's more of an action game now, definitely. You basically run around the city as Aya Bray, and what you do to move around the city is you're like in this machine that lets you switch between bodies. Like Drew said, kind of like Geist. You can switch bodies on the fly just by holding down the triangle. And you can switch to who you're going to, and you can use this tactically. So when you're in a room where there's a bunch of soldiers shooting an enemy, you can like switch between them to get behind the enemy. And you can use these special powered-up moves to fly into the body of the enemy and explode them from the inside out. There's a lot going on in the game. I only played through the first level, and it introduces the overdrive move where you like go into this mode and you're flying across the level, and it alters your DNA to like move really fast and shoot really fast, but then after you're done it leaves you vulnerable to the enemy for a couple seconds. It plays really good on the PSP. It uses the standard new shooter feature where the left trigger locks onto enemies, the right trigger shoots. You can turn the camera around with the D-pad, but you can also just center it behind you by tapping the left trigger. You reload with the X button, but if you hold the X button down, you get like a weapon wheel where you can select your weapon with the D-pad. And you can, once you're locked onto an enemy, you can dodge with the X button, and you can roll with the X button. I mean, it's a standard stuff. It works really well. And it does have a really good story that's all voice acted, all done with CGI cutscenes. If you're a fan of Parasite Eve, what choice do you have? You got to play the third birthday because it's been years.
8-9 years?
Yeah. It was the PS1, for God's
sake. Oh, wow. Yeah, so that was about 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, it's nice to finally have a Parasite Eve. It kind of sucks that it's only on PSP, but you need to play it. You'll get chills the first time you see that little intro movie.
All right. Do they have it for download off of
PSN? No, it's only available UMD.
Wow, so I guess poor old little PSP Go owners can't play that fucking game.
Nope, they cannot.
Man, seriously, this is fucking stupid shit. See, I was like, fuck it, I'm not going to the store today. I may just download it off the PSN, fucking go to work, and I'll play it. Nope, can't do it.
Well, you couldn't do it anyway because the game's not out.
I thought it was already out.
No, it comes out Tuesday.
Oh, shit, I thought it was already out. I thought it came out last week.
Nope, comes out Tuesday.
Well, listen to you little bitch.
Sorry. and finally, the last thing I'm going to talk about is obviously the 3DS. I got my 3DS last night, booted it up, made my little me. I am very impressed with this little piece of hardware. It's very, very cool. It definitely sucks the battery life. I ain't going to lie to you. I think it came out of the box with about 50% battery life, and I killed that real quick. But it's nice, all the stuff it comes with. The charging cradle is great. The stylus I'm not a big fan of. It's really kind of tiny. It's stuck in the back of the system. So you got to get used to where that's at, and it's something you could definitely lose. I did log onto the internet. There was an update, and the only thing I could tell that the update did was put an OK Go video on my 3DS.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. It's in 3D. Woo. But I played 5 different games on the system last night, and really I'm just kind of getting a hands-on, other than Street Fighter, which I played the crap out of Street Fighter, which is really good. I can see myself leaving this in my 3DS and playing it wherever I go, because I love the new feature of the 3DS. You can hit the home button and it suspends the software, so you can just pop it back up and play it whenever. So it's like an infinite pause button. And then, of course, the sleep mode that puts the game down and lets you come right back to it. But Street Fighter looks great. There's a new mode where you can play over the shoulder to get the 3D effect.
That looks like not fun to me.
It's weird, but once you got used to it, it's kind of cool. I won't play that way all the time, but it was neat to play it once. The game itself is great. It looks damn near as good as the console versions. Obviously, there's little things that you won't normally notice, that like the backgrounds aren't as animated so that they can save up on the memory. But the characters themselves look great, especially in 3D when they do their super moves and stuff. It's just really kind of a neat little effect. If I had to complain about the 3D on all the games, on one thing, is like I was talking to Drew before the show, is you definitely have to be positioned at just the right angle to make sure that you see the 3D. And for most games, that's not an issue. Like Street Fighter, I didn't find an issue with it because I don't move the system around. But the next game that I'll talk about, this definitely became an issue, was Super Monkey Ball. Like, you ever notice when you play Super Monkey Ball, you're constantly moving your hands because you're trying, you know, you go for that old 80s racing game motif where you turn the controller.
Yes.
And Monkey Ball kind of makes you do that, even though you're trained not to as much gaming as you've done. And I noticed that every now and then when I was playing Monkey Ball, I'm like, why is it blurry? Oh, because I'm tilting the screen. And what's funny is Monkey Ball actually has a control option to play with using the motion control in the system, so you actually would have to tilt it. So there's no way in hell you could play it in 3D with the motion control on. There's just no way.
Contradicting themselves.
Well, yeah. The only other complaint I had about Monkey Ball is it seems like the camera is too close, so it's hard to see kind of where you're guiding your Monkey Ball. Other than that, it's Monkey Ball. You know, it is what it is. It is what it's been since, God, 2000, whatever. I mean, it's the same game, but that doesn't necessarily make it bad. It just makes it, you know, you have to like Monkey Ball. I did play Madden. It's
not good.
Well, it's like, how do you, you know, I need to play the 5-on-5 mode, because I just don't think you can make a serious football game on that handheld system. I mean, it's decent, but it's definitely not playing as much Madden as I did on the consoles. I'm trying to, like, strategize everything I do, and it just doesn't work in a portable version. The 3D's kind of weird on it, too. Not saying it's terrible. I need to try the 5-on-5 to see if the arcade mode is a little better, but it's definitely not something I would say, okay, if you're a football fan, you need to go buy this type deal. I did enjoy Ridge Racer. Ridge Racer feels like I'm gone back to Ridge Racer Revolution, Ridge Racer 1, where it's just kind of like you and the track and the crazy music, and you know, it just feels like old school Ridge Racer, and that's a good thing. And like crazy drifts around corners. Had a lot of fun with Ridge Racer. Pilot Wings, I just kind of took for a test drive. I flew the three different vehicles. I don't know how the single player works yet. I'm definitely going to get more into that, because I'm such an old school fan of Pilot Wings. You are flying around Woohoo Island, so I'm hoping that it's a little more than Wii Sports Resort flying mode. But it looks good, and I'm hoping that that one will be a lot of fun, because I love Pilot Wings. So I'm hoping that this takes me back to the days of Pilot Wings. But overall, I'm very impressed with the 3DS. It looks great. It plays great. I had no issues with the controls. And the 3D, definitely take a break, because your eyes will begin to bleed.
Yeah, it's like I was doing that just in that demo at Best Buy. I was like, I can't look at this for more than like 10 minutes.
Yeah, you definitely, as I can handle, I played for about an hour, and then I'm like, all right, I gotta stop. And some games I flipped it off, just because I don't, you know, it's a neat effect, but the games were playing fine without it. Like, especially Monkey Ball, the 3D just kind of didn't work. With Street Fighter, I leave it on, though, because it gives like a little nice little depth to the battlefield. It's really kind of cool. So I really enjoyed Street Fighter in 3D. Ridge Racer is cool in 3D. It's kind of weird when like you're watching the replay and the car jumps through the screen at you. That's kind of cool. So no, what's funny is the games that I bought I really enjoyed, and the games I got for review I'm kind of more meh on. So that's kind of disappointing. But no, it's great, and that actually is going to be a lot of my future funneling, is to play some more 3DS this week, and I'm actually going to try to finish up and play through the third birthday. I'm really excited to play through it.
Snap.
And that will put me up to 11 or 12, Drew. So you get.
I'm at 6 right now.
Yeah, I think I'm at 11. 10 or 11.
I want to say Dragon Age 2 will probably be the next one.
See, that's another game that I need to go back to, and I've had so much review stuff and new stuff showing up that I just haven't had time to get back into it. But that's another game on my list of things to get back into and go back and play.
There's another game that me and you both need to go back and play.
What's that?
Castlevania.
Yeah, if the fucking DLC ever shows up.
Did it not come out?
No, it's still not out.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's only on PS3.
What the fuck?
I don't know, I'm mad.
I gotta look this up.
I've been waiting. I've looked. There's
not me. I just gotta look this up very quick.
Yeah. The stupid.
This is pissing me off.
Mm-hmm. PS3 version of that DLC has been out for over a week now, or going on a week, and it's still not showed up on the 360. So, but that wraps it up for me. So, all right, now that we've got the fondling out of the way, I guess it's time to do some news. I ain't got no wombat, so.
And now, news for gamers in this style radio program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Week of the Dirt, brought to you by the 3DS. Making eyes bleed since 2011. And now here's your host, Zero Tolerance.
I'll do.
Hey, it works, whatever.
Indeed.
We were speaking about Slant 6 earlier in SOCOM development. They are making a new game, Resident Evil. There was a lot of Resident Evil announcements this week, because if you don't know, and it doesn't make you feel old, this is the 15th anniversary of Resident Evil.
Ouch.
So, yeah. The new Resident Evil game is called Operation Raccoon City. It's an online game. If you remember an old PS2 game...
There's two of them.
The Resident Evil... What was it called?
Outbreak,
yes.
Now that was a shooter, wasn't it?
That was the one where you could play online, and there were four of you, and if you got bit, one of you turned into a zombie, chased down your partners, and no voice chat, which was awesome. So, kind of think in that vein a little bit, and you'll get kind of the idea. The other Resident Evil announcement this week was the downloadable versions of Resident Evil 4 and Code Veronica, featuring enhanced graphics, HD resolutions, headed to PS3 and 360 this year. Which is kind of exciting. It'll be the first time that they've been, you know, downloadable and in HD. And we posted the screenshots up on ZTGD of comparison of Resident Evil 4. It's amazing how good that game still looks.
Yeah. I tell you, and I'm not kidding around, Resident Evil Remake, the first one on the GameCube, looks like a 360 game.
Yeah, it does. And I wish they would re-release that and Zero as a package.
That's what I want.
Yeah. Those two games were phenomenal on the GameCube. Loved them. All right, here was the big news for the week that everybody thought was an early April Fool's joke, but Duke Nukem Forever got delayed.
And I don't care.
Oh, the date has been... What's that?
I was going to say, they've done that on purpose.
Yeah, the date was moved back to June 10th from May 3rd, so 6-week delay. Really?
They're just taking the piss, that's all now. They've got to have thought, what can we do to build up publicity for the game, a game that shouldn't need any, and they've bound to have done that as a publicity stunt.
Yeah, the video is pretty funny if you watch it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Fall into that crap, seriously. You know what actually happened? They showed it off at PAX, and a lot of people said, man, this kind of sucks. They're like, fuck, we got to do something. Give it a month.
Yeah, give it a month, because what are you going to do in a month?
I don't know. Yeah, well, you probably can't do much, because Alpha Protocol had 6 months.
Yeah, Alpha Protocol probably sucked before it started. Anyway, XSEED Games is bringing back the Wizardry series after 10 years. A game called Labyrinth of Lost Souls.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of Wizardry?
Never heard of it.
Wow. It's an old oldie.
Yeah, I've heard of that since the regular NES.
Yeah, it's been a long time. What? Evil Ryu hitting Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade this week. Not that that matters to any of us. We don't play arcade games anymore.
Are they ever going to, like, release that?
No, you know they won't. Well, it'll be Super Street Fighter 4 Turbo.
I mean, I don't know if that's possible. I mean, they could fucking do DLC for Super Street Fighter 4.
Well, you know what's going to be awesome is they're going to give that excuse again. You can't do DLC in Street Fighter. Well, wait a minute.
Do it in Marvel.
Marvel did it.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I played with those characters, by the way. Those characters are not good.
No, they're really not. I wonder if they're going to make any more.
They are, because there's two more sections. I saw where they did it. There's two more sections down at the bottom where they can put two more characters.
Hey, let me just say, I have in the news, Mortal Kombat already has more announced DLC characters than Marvel Capcom.
Nah, I wouldn't doubt it.
And I have that news. I have that news today. What's up? Capcom is preparing a Coraline-ish 3DS adventure. Okay, nobody cares.
I mean...
Meh.
Hudson formally cancels Bomberman and Bonk titles.
Okay, well...
Too bad.
Well, Hudson was going under anyway.
I was about to say, yeah, they were supposed to be, you know, shutting down, right?
So... let's see what else we got. The Dead Island box art has already been censored. Speaking of censored box art...
Yeah, they changed it.
Yeah, basically there was a zombie being hung from the tree, and they removed the noose. So
it's now suspended in midair?
Yeah, he's just kind of hanging there. He's not even.
No, he's not. It's like a zombie's like coming toward you.
Yeah, well, it looks funny. It looked better.
It looks more like a zombie instead of just some dude hanging there.
Spider-Man's new game will be shown at WonderCon this week.
I don't know what the hell WonderCon is.
It's a con.
Obviously. I'm full of wonder.
Exactly.
Clues in the title.
There you go. The Dead Space movie, the story is still being worked on, being directed by DJ Caruso.
It's a live-action movie?
it's a live-action movie. The director is the same guy that directed I Am Number 4, and it's from the producers of Twilight.
Oh my god, that's going to be awesome.
Wait.
That's awesome. What else we got on here? Five. There's a game called Five. It might be the Heavy Rain developer's new game. But it's spelled F-I-V-5.
Oh, they're not doing that silly thing like Fair did.
Yeah.
Meh.
There was a Perfect Dark Core. There's a prototype video that hit the internet. It was apparently a sequel to Perfect Dark.
Yeah, that franchise died whenever Perfect Dark Zero came out.
Yeah. In other Duke Nukem news, the other stink that came up this week was the multiplayer mode where you can slap women on the behind.
Yeah, I hope they spent a whole button on that one.
Apparently, Jesus. There's people throwing a fit about. I'm like, dude, if you're buying Duke Nukem, you know what you're getting. Seriously. Come on, it's Duke Nukem. I can't believe people are actually offended by this. Like, it's okay to, like, murder people and stab them in the face and choke them with baggies, but don't slap a girl's ass. That's uncool.
They do realize that, like in Duke Nukem 3D, you could give strippers money and they would show their tits, right?
Yeah, that's going to be in the new one, too.
Okay. Well, they're not mad about that.
No, they're just mad because you're slapping women.
Oh, my God. You can shoot them, too, you know?
Yeah, that don't matter. Slapping them is more offensive than a shotgun to the face, okay?
Okay. All right.
Get your morals correct.
All right. Good. Now I know what I can do in real life.
There you go. Yeah. Shoot them in the face, but do not slap them on the ass, okay? Don't do that.
Got it.
All right, and the first batch of Mortal Kombat DLC has been leaked from the newest version of the newest issue of GamePro. It will contain three characters. The first one is Kentaro, the massive MK2 sub-boss. He will be DLC. Kenshi, the blind swordsman, will be the first batch of DLC.
Don't know who that is.
You never played Deadly Alliance?
I, But the last game I played was Ultimate Mortal Kombat.
Okay. Well, Kenshi was in Deadly Alliance. Okay. Great character. He's a blind swordsman. And finally, if you're a fan of Mortal Kombat lore, there's always been a red female ninja in the background in some of the stages and in other pieces of the lore. She will be available. No name yet. Fans of the series call her Scarlet or Ruby. And the pictures of her look awesome. So she will be the first new character introduced through DLC.
There you go.
So already three characters announced for DLC. Nice.
Any window of when they're going to be coming out?
No.
Probably.
It'll probably be about a month after.
And there'll be a disc unlock?
No. Ed Boon has said there will be no disc unlock DLC. He has made that statement very clear.
Is there going to be locked characters, though? Like, you have to, like, beat the game so many times to get, like, a character?
I don't know. I haven't heard that, but I have heard that some of the fatalities will be locked, and you have to unlock those.
Okay.
So, we will see once the game hits in 3 weeks. 3 weeks?
When you'll see.
Yeah, shut up. Everybody except you will see, because you'll be playing Lego Star Wars. And you know what? That's all the news I have. I have nothing else.
Jesus.
Yeah,
quiet week.
It's a very quiet week.
Which the 3DS is, came out. That's what happened.
Yeah. Oh, and Sucker Punch sucked. So.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I hear. I haven't seen it yet. Like, everybody I talked to said that movie is terrible. Oh, that's
what do you expect?
It's so bad. I wanted it to be good.
Why? Good, come on. A bunch of sexualized women shooting stuff.
And cutting up dragons with swords. I mean, how does that not sound awesome to you?
It just sounds like a Zack Snyder movie.
I like Zack Snyder.
I don't.
He's directed Superman.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, have fun with that one.
You know what? He did The Watchmen and 300, and both of those movies kicked ass. So
indeed.
I was not a fan of either one of those.
You're just a wet blanket.
I'm not a wet blanket. It's just I cannot stand the whole... Like I told you, it's his fucking... The way he films shit. First off, it's all green screen. Second off, like, do you really want Superman all green screen?
Well, yeah. He does, like, crazy stuff that nobody should be able to do.
Yeah, but it looks... fake. Completely fake.
Dude, The Watchmen didn't look fake. That looked awesome.
I'm just like, I don't care. I'm sick of the whole fast motion, then slow motion, then fast motion again.
Don't watch the Jackass 3, then.
I'm not watching any of that. Jackass died in 2002.
Nah, dude, that movie was hilarious.
High five.
Dude, did you see it, John?
Oh, yeah, I love that film.
The Rockies were so good. Oh, man, that's such a great movie. The Pooh Cocktail, that was good.
Oh.
Anyway, I will move on to the questions then. PLO617, first post he's ever made, and he made it to us.
Aw.
He says, hey, N4G crew, I've been listening to this podcast for about 3 years now. You've made my train rides and chores around the house a fun time. Though you guys make me look like a madman when I laugh on the train. Thanks. That's all right. We look like madmen in real life. What's up? Anyway, I wanted to ask you guys, how do you make time for games with all the other mediums out there, movies, TV, comic books, etc., as well as just life, wife, kids, work, school, bills, mistress? How does one find time for gaming?
It's always time for gaming.
You gotta work it in, man.
Yeah, I play games with my mistress.
Really? No. You have a mistress?
I don't even have a wife. So
I was gonna say you gotta have a significant other before you have a dirty other.
That's not necessarily true. I just like to have dirty stuff.
Oh, okay. That's why you're a wet blanket.
Oh.
Anyway. Especially those of you with other hobbies. I myself have always been a gamer, but later in life, over 10 years ago, I discovered my talents and interest in writing. So reading and writing now share my free time with gaming. Added with the other things listed above, it's become extremely difficult to game like I used to. I feel like my gamer self is dying, and that's kind of sad. That is kind of sad.
I think it's life.
Yeah, it sucks because, like, you find your time that you have, and... you have to make a decision on what to do in that time.
Well, do what I do. Get made redundant. They got all the time in the world.
Yeah, well, then you ain't got no money to buy no games like Lego Star Wars.
Yes.
Anyway, he says, thanks for the laughs, guys. You brought a smile to this individual, even when there sometimes were no cause to be smiling. P.S. Why has no one wrote a Legacy of Kain book? We get a Halo book, but not a Legacy of Kain. Kind of backwards. Anyway, I'm trying to adapt it myself, starting with Blood Omen. God, Wombat's going to be your best friend.
Yeah. He could be your proofreader.
Yeah. You're like, I want to read it. Okay. Here's a name I have not heard in a long time. John McEnroe.
Ooh.
I miss him. He says, hey guys, miss me? Because I miss Wombat.
Just Wombat, huh?
He said, I'm just kidding. He says, I've been away from video games for the past year. I sold my PS3. Did anything happen since 09? The console war ended, right? Machines won. We never had a chance. You're right.
It's true.
The console war is over. Nobody argues about consoles anymore.
Yeah, it was won by 3DS.
Oh, please.
Wow. You know what? You need to settle down, okay? You need to put your expectations in check. Okay? He also wants to know, did Resident Evil 5 lead to a race war like N'Guy Kroll predicted? Yes. Because N'Guy Kroll is always right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Everything he says is truth.
I know. My African-American friends can't play the Kinect because it doesn't recognize black people.
here we go. Who is the English bloke? And may I say, top of the morning, chip, chip, cheerio, because it's only a matter of time before that is considered racist, too.
Yeah. Well, top of the morning's Irish, so, yeah.
That's the same thing. Y'all talk funny.
Top of the morning, dear.
Y'all talk like a bunch of rednecks.
You're all on the other side of the river.
If someone was going to come into a bit of money, how would that person be able to finance a game studio with the money they just came into?
There you go.
Look at Kurt Schilling.
Get some programmers.
There you go. Go hire Gambus Khan to do all your PR.
There you go.
Hey, play this game. It is fantastic.
All right, what keeps you so optimistic, Zero? May I suggest a book for everyone but Zero, Tolerance, called Rational Optimism, a book on economics. It says, don't read this or just cheat and listen to the link. He's got an MP3 link there that I am not clicking while we're doing the show. are you guys going to be down on Crysis 2 because it is more Call of Duty than Call of Duty? Well, I answered that in my fondling. Crysis 2 is awesome.
Probably not play it.
I didn't hear your discussion on Assassin's Creed 2. Which podcast should I listen to? I just bought the game.
Hold on.
Assassin's Creed 2, you can just go back 3 episodes when Wombat finally beat it.
Oh, he's not here to defend himself.
He wouldn't.
I still have yet to beat that game.
Okay, well, then
can't defend himself.
Tune in a month to hear Frustrated Fury's thoughts on the game when he beats it.
There you go.
If you want to hear my thoughts on the game, you got to go back. Oh, I don't know when it came out. Anyway, congratulations on your marriage, Gambus. Did anyone else have a new baby or marriage happen to them? No, actually.
Kind of.
Well,
I kind of separated.
Well, oh yeah, you separated. I thought you got married or had a baby.
No, I'm not that daft.
Okay.
Once is enough.
Hey, don't say that. I've done it twice. Anyway.
You sucker.
What can I say? there was a time when people saw windmills as a blight on the Dutch countryside. Windmills were protest against. Not until Dutch artists, I don't know how to say that, painted them in their landscape. Artists, maybe is the word I'm looking for, but it's an E on it, so it messed with my brain.
Artiste.
There you go. Painted them into their landscapes where they were considered beautiful. What aspect of the art in video games did you consider ugly until you saw them in a video game?
Mm, That is a good question.
Huh. Wow.
That is quite deep.
Wow. Mud?
That's pretty much in every game nowadays.
I know, but I'm not kidding. Like, the first time I saw realistic mud in Rally Sport Challenge 2, I was like, that's beautiful.
That is a good one.
So, I mean, that's the first thing I thought of, besides water, but I never thought water was ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It violence.
Any forms.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Never really think about like that.
Well, there you go.
Zombies, because I always thought they were ugly in real life, but they're actually pretty in the video games.
Okay.
There's another one, yeah.
Congratulations. All right, he says, do you even like 3D?
No. Not at all.
He says, I am dyslexic, so everything is already in 3D for me. When are we going to have to up push in frames per second?
Mm. Well, I like 3D.
Yeah, me too.
I can take it or leave it. I think it's neat, but I certainly wouldn't want to play everything like that.
Mm. No, I mean, that's a very valid point, really. I mean, you can just about do a couple of hours sitting with the glasses on in the game or the length of a movie, but after that it does get uncomfortable, so it's not something you can do all the time. It's like, I don't ever think there'll be a situation where, you know, a night's evening viewing on the telly is going to be in 3D, because I just don't think that would work very well.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is Squiffy. Says, hey guys, Squiffy back again with some questions and thoughts. Firstly, I'd like to thank all of those who put on the English accents. They were awesome. I laughed so hard, everybody in work thought I was having a fit of some sort. And John's redneck, priceless.
Oh, God. Hardly.
Okay, questions and some thoughts. We all know K-Dub is the embodiment of pure rage. Closely followed by Mr. Frustrated Fury.
Yeah.
But who is the calmest player of the group?
Calmest?
Dude, that's got to be Gambus.
Yeah, Gambus.
Now, I would have said me, up until the point that level I got stuck on in Bulletstorm. I've never felt so much rage in my life. That was boiling up, fists against the wall, throwing the controller down. I've never been like that before. That level made me do that.
I don't think I have ever seen Gambus get angry at a game.
No.
Ever.
He's too chilled.
Yeah.
I did.
I've seen games get angry at Gambus, but not the other way around.
What were you saying, Gambus?
Remember that one time, though, I did get angry at that one guy.
That was a person, though.
Yeah, but it was still video game related.
It was video game related, but you know what? If you can spend 5 minutes in a room with that one guy and not get pissed off, then you've had a lobotomy.
Wow, do I need to hear this story?
You've never heard this story? We've told this story before. Gambus Khan was playing Bangaio.
Okay.
On the Dreamcast. There was a guy we used to hang out with, and this guy was just rampant. He's just going on about the game, about how bad he's... And a little foresight, he is a Nintendo fanboy to the core.
Okay.
Like, everything sucks if it's not Nintendo.
Really? Has he played the Wii?
Yeah, I'm sure millions of hours. And he was just ripping on this game. I mean, this went on for about, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour. The whole time Gambus was playing the game, and Gambus did not say a word for the longest time. Didn't move, didn't budge, nothing. Was telling him, dude, just be quiet, don't talk about it. And finally, he pushed a button, and Gambus got up, and he's like, if you don't shut up, I'm going to throw you out the window.
Holy shit, when was this?
Oh, dude, this was, God, what was this, like, almost 10 years ago?
Probably right about 10 years ago, yeah.
Awesome.
The only thing I said was, please go outside, I have a giant television. I don't want you to break my television. But that's the only time I ever saw him get pissed off, and it was hilarious. I just laughed my ass off.
Did the guy shut up?
He did shut up, finally.
There you go.
And then he got mad, he's like, I'm just kidding, Jason.
You guys still hang out with that guy?
No.
Ah, no. I asked you.
Anyway, moving on. He said, having played the Crysis 2 beta demo, did anybody else get a feeling of Call of Duty sci-fi, or was it just me? And don't you think a new FPS to console should copy a multiplayer format that is 4 years old instead of trying to create its own is really a little sad. I understand that Call of Duty format is popular at the moment, but Crysis 2 should carve its own niche and not try to be a Me Too game.
I don't think it is, really. I mean, if you really think about it, every game almost cannibalizes on other games before it. That's pretty much how the industry has been, like, since the very conception of video games.
Well, it's one of those things that, you know, once something works, you kind of have to copy it a little bit.
And try to improve on it.
Yeah, I mean, and Crysis does that by, you know, making it similar to Call of Duty, but also adding, like, the powers and stuff. I haven't played enough of the multiplayer to say whether or not it's like Call of Duty.
Well, I played the demo, the multiplayer demo that came out, and it did, you know, without a doubt, have that Call of Duty vibe. It just felt a little faster, to me, anyway. It's sort of, because you've got these powers that make you run faster and jump higher, and it just gave it a bit of speed that Call of Duty didn't have, and I thought that was okay. I mean, you can't get much better when it comes to... I know people will probably argue, but you can't get much better when it comes to FPS online than Call of Duty. I know Battlefield's a very close contender. But if you're going to take your notes from something, you want to take it from the best, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with that. That's why Marvel Capcom 3 should have had a spectator mode.
That's not even like a developer taking it for another developer.
That's the same developer.
That's the same developer.
That would multiply.
Well, I read something. The reason why they didn't have spectator mode was because it was 3-on-3, and when you would change characters out, it would slow down.
Bullshit.
That's crap. I mean, in this day and age, you're telling me that's a limitation?
You can do that in Marvel vs. Capcom 2 as well.
Yeah. Anyway. What do you think of the Battlefield 3 trailers? Holy shit, that game looks freaking sweet.
It looks awesome.
I've seen the game played. What's up?
Does it look like real people?
And it looks just like that trailer.
I'm going to have to play that game.
It looks so good.
Yeah, I'm trying to get back into first-person shooters.
You need to go play Crysis and Bulletstorm. Both of those are incredible games. Really, they are.
Out for Bulletstorm.
Yeah.
I'm still wanting to play some more multiplayer Killzone 3.
Well, maybe we should hook up and play. I still have it.
Okay. Yes, it works.
We should have like a game night. I don't know.
We can do that. I can play some. I could. They give me a chance to set up my PX5 headset and actually use the voice chat.
There you go.
So I'm excited to see how well it works because it works great on 360. But I'm curious how the Bluetooth works.
Mm.
We'll get that sorted then.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's set that up. Okay. Number 4, you wake up one morning to find out that video games of all type have been banned upon pain of having your thumbs broken. Would you break the law or give up games forever?
Would you wake up in Australia or something?
I had my thumbs broken, I couldn't play my game.
No, that's the punishment.
The punishment is that if I play video games, I have my thumbs broken.
If you get caught playing video games.
If you get caught, yeah.
Oh. Who the hell's going to find out if I play a video game?
Dude, that's the way the world works, you know? Big Brother's watching you.
Dude, I got to tell you a fucking story.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if I got time for it, though. You know, I'll say it anyway. So, yeah, I use Foursquare. Everybody knows what Foursquare is, right? Whenever you check into the place.
Yeah, I love this story.
Yeah, so I checked into Walmart. I was going there with my roommate. He was going to pick up some bed sheets. And I was just screwing around, you know, just like looking at shit. Check into Foursquare, and all of a sudden they say, Drew Leachman, please come to the dressing room, over the intercom. I look at my roommate, he looks at me, he said, I didn't steal nothing. He's like, how the hell did they know my name anyway? So, we went over to the dressing room, there's a woman over the counter saying, here, you got a phone call. I was like, who is it? She said, it's a guy saying you won something. I was like, okay. So I pick up the phone, this really energetic guy's like, hey, is this Drew Leachman? I'm like, yeah. He said, oh, awesome. Well, I'm from Walmart corporate headquarters, and I just wanted to let you know that you've just won a $500 gift card to Walmart. I'm like, awesome. And he's like, can I get your email address? I was like, yeah, sure. And I gave him my email address where all my spam goes to. And he said, well, are you going to make a purchase today? I was like, well, no, but my roommate was. And he said, well, they require a $5 purchase for the entry. I was like, okay, well, I'll just go get some milk or something. So And he says, well, I get an error because it's saying that you didn't enter the contest. Like, I didn't even know there was a fucking contest going on. And so he said, well, I'll enter you right now. He said, the only thing is a $45 entry fee. And I need a credit card number. I was like, I'm not willing to give you a credit card number. He said, why not? I said, I don't have a credit card. He said, well, that's a lie. But, you know, he said, well, how are you going to make a $5 purchase? I was like, there's this wonderful thing called cash. And they accept that everywhere. He said, well, I just sent you a $500 gift card. I need the credit card number right now. And I was like, well, you're not getting one. He's like, well, you need to give me one. I was like, you're not getting one. And so the woman across the counter was like, I've missed 3 phone calls since you've been on the phone. I was like, okay. This woman's saying I need to get off the phone. He's like, well, you tell her I'm from Walmart corporate. I was like, okay, you tell her that. And I handed the phone back to her. She says, I'm sorry, sir, but I'm busy, and hung up the phone on him.
Unbelievable.
So here's the deal. You better watch what you put on the internet. I deleted my Foursquare account.
Dude, I would never have that thing anyway because I don't want somebody knowing where I am every minute.
Yeah.
Now exactly what is Foursquare?
It's like a GPS game.
Yeah, you check into certain places, and then you can leave tips for people. Like, say, if I go to Publix, and it says, hey, you know, I found that, you know, eggs are 2 for $5. And so I can leave that tip, and so if somebody shows up at that same Publix, they can see my tip was like, hey, eggs are 2 for $5. So, you know, it's something like that. It's another social networking thing. And, yeah, people are apparently watching that shit. The guy knows my Foursquare account, which is now deleted. He knows what my Twitter name is, which I now have private. And he knows my fake email address. So,
Jesus.
The thing was, I checked into my house on Foursquare before.
I never put your house on Foursquare.
Yeah. So this guy kind of knows where I live. And I told Alan, I was like, dude, when we get back, there may be a guy at our house wanting $45. And I left my gun in my room, so we're kind of screwed.
You have a gun?
Of course I own a gun.
Oh, I forgot you're from the South.
We're required to have a gun. If you live across the Mason-Dixon line, you're required by law, when you're 21, you have to get a gun.
You know, I haven't heard the Mason-Dixon line. since
I don't even know what that is.
It's the redneck equator.
Yeah. They've got their own fucking equator.
They do.
That's where it goes from you have winter to where you never fucking have winter ever.
Yeah.
So, I do own a gun. I mean, I'm a little bit of a gun guy.
Dude, Gambus owns a gun.
Bam.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I own a 9mm and a .22.
See,
nice.
Fucking Dirty Harry over there.
Yeah. I own the exact same.
John, I'll make you feel better. I don't own a gun.
Oh, thank you. I feel normal. We're not allowed guns over here. Not legally.
Yeah, well, you guys have slingshots, right?
Yeah, hell, and arrows.
You still use swords, though, right?
You can for decoration.
Yeah, we don't have guns for decoration. We have them for protection.
Me and you have to be 16 to buy razor blades in this country.
Are you serious?
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
Huh.
Wow.
That's funny. Anyway.
There's my story.
Alright, interesting conversation, but we have to let you go, don't we?
Yeah, pretty soon.
Okay, well, I'm going to move on. He says, right, the questions are over, now for some thoughts. After listening to your Game of the Year episode, I find that I must agree with K-Dub. This guy's a K-Dub fan. Darksiders was an awesome game. Fantastic story, looked the bomb, and reminded me of Soul Reaver, which is my next thought. Could Crystal Dynamics please drop the Tomb Raider reboot and bring out a new Legacy of Kain? I mean, for God's sakes, the last game's cliffhanging ending is killing me. I need to complete the story arc. Portal 2, Brink, and Battlefield 3 are my must-have games for this year. Oh, and Batman Arkham City. Can't wait.
Oh, that new gameplay trailer looks sweet.
Well, we all know it's going to be sweet. We all know.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's Batman. Batman!
Batman!
Alright, I'm off to get some games today before I go. Last time I posted, I asked you all to put your best English accents, and John did have an unfair advantage, so John, this one's for you. In your best Scouse accents? Please, please say, calm down, A, you staring at, jizz a job, go ed la, don't, they don't talk like we do, do de la.
Yeah, okay, I can do part of that, I can't do all of it, I can, again, as mentioned on a previous podcast, I can't do accents just because I'm British, I can do a calm down though. Calm down, calm down! That's the best guess I can do.
Wow. What is that exactly?
People from Liverpool area, or of the surrounding areas, a Scouser is a Liverpool resident.
Gotcha.
Okay. And finally, P.S. Big congrats to Gambus on getting married. Just remember that when your bride entered the church, the first thing she saw was the aisle. When she raised her head a little, then she saw the altar. Raising her head a little more, then she saw you. And those three words will stick with her for the rest of your life. For the rest of your married life. I'll alter you.
Already happened.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you. I was about ready to say congratulations, but then I was like, why am I congratulating? But thank you.
He has accomplished nothing.
Anyway.
Well, thank you.
All right, let's see. I'm going to move over to the Twitter. We have one question left in the question thread that we will hit next week, barring any long-running Gambus fondling. Get back in there and fill up some more questions. We had a lot of fun with these today. Good times.
Yeah, good questions.
Oh, yeah.
All right. First up, on the tweets, we got Follow Fridays from Che Morongo. But also, we wanted to announce, we were supposed to have Shanghai 6 on this week for the Front Towards Gamers 1-year anniversary gaming marathon, to plug that, and of course to chat shit with us. But we wanted to plug that. Head on over to fronttowardgamer.com. This upcoming Saturday, they are running a 24-hour gaming marathon with lots of special guests from other sites, including possibly some of us playing lots of games, including Halo Reach, Crysis, Call of Duty, possibly some Marvel Capcom, lots of good stuff going on. Head over there, jump in with these guys. They've been great friends over the past year. They run a great show, lots of great stuff going on over there.
So hop
over there, jump into their 24-hour gaming marathon and get to play with a lot of people, possibly even the Games Radar guys. Lots of guys going to show up for this big event. So, yeah, head over there and get some game on this weekend. Speaking of other friends we have, DJ Mitsuhara wants to know, who picked up a 3DS, what games did you pick up, and who's got a headache? Share your friend codes, bitches. So I will have to send you my friend code. It took me forever to figure out how to get it. But I will send that out to you. But I think I am the only one right now who has a 3DS, but there will be more next week.
Yep. So that there will be.
As far as games, I talked about all of them. I have Street Fighter, Madden, Pilot Wings, Ridge Racer, and Monkey Ball right now, but I'm going to pass off the Monkey Ball to Gambus so he can review it.
Sweet.
Iric1992 wants to know, Homefront versus Crysis 2. This is not even a game. Go buy Crysis 2. Anyway. GrayF34 says, hey guys, I'm here. Going to buy my 3DS today at work. Can't wait to open the box. It's exciting for about 5 minutes till you realize that the biggest thing in there is the book.
And it's in 3 different languages.
Yeah, that book is monstrous, man. It's like novel size. So, but it is awesome. Great little system. Key134 says, pick a game which you think completely defines your favorite genre and explain why.
Street Fighter.
Why?
Because I fucking love fighting games.
Well, I say Mortal Kombat because I fucking love fighting games.
No, oh, I don't know.
Lego Star Wars?
Oh, please.
Because I love Lego games.
Because I love Lego.
I don't know. It's difficult. So many good games. I'd say Call of Duty, but then I'd get ripped.
Well, if it's what you mean, who cares?
No, I don't. I like first-person shooters. I'd say Call of Duty.
There you go. Gambus, are you going to say Final Fantasy?
Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy.
I'd probably say Final Fantasy Six in particular, because that game was actually the height of the accumulation of great story meets great turn-based battle system JRPG. Whereas pretty much all the games pretty much since then have either had really good stories but crappy gameplay, or really good gameplay and crappy stories.
Oh, wait a minute. Seven was good.
Seven was awesome.
Ten
was my favorite.
Ten was, it was good. I'll give you that. Ten was good. It was. It did blow me away, though. I thought it was really cool how all the characters had voice acting, and the graphics were really good, but there was just so about 10 that just didn't click with me, Final Fantasy 6 and 7 for that matter, because 7 is probably my second favorite Final Fantasy. That and 4.
Three's just been released on the iPhone.
Oh,
this
boy.
Week.
Yeah, I saw that. It's a pretty decent game. I have it for the DS.
Yeah, I did too. That game is difficult as crap.
Oh yeah, it doesn't pull any punches. It's a good game. It's not one of the best role playing games on DS, but it's pretty decent. But yeah, I'd probably say for that question, Final Fantasy VI, just because I felt that it was the best of what it was at the time.
All right, moving on. Ian Windeer says, tweet, tweet.
Hey!
Dizloudboy 916 says, it's been a while, and we need Metal Gear Tourette's.
Oh, God.
Make it funny and add Dizloudboy 916 and Gamer Sheep. It's not a cheap plug.
No, of course not.
I don't have my Tourette's partner here.
I can help you.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
It always has to start off with Meryl!
Otacon.
Oh, wow. That was cool.
What'd I miss?
We both said Otacon at the same time.
I said Otacon.
Okay, I just ruined it. I'm sorry.
Orange Julius.
Drebin. Damn.
Lalilulelo.
Monkey Sperm.
Colonel.
Dislowboy 916.
I don't know what the other thing was.
Facebook.
Twitter.
Gamersheep.com.
Liquid.
Poop my pants.
Foursquare.
What?
Scam.
Harry Potter.
Social gaming.
Monkey's fire.
I don't get.
Anyway.
Yeah.
it just didn't flow today. I didn't feel it.
Yeah.
I didn't feel it.
I was good listening to it.
I bet you enjoyed it there, Scouse. Anyway, Shot Caller says, do you think we need a new set of consoles, or can we still be content with what we have?
Oh, we should be content for a few years yet.
Yeah. Truly, we should be.
We won't hear anything until 2013, I guarantee it.
We don't need to hear anything.
Your Xbox game collection's pretty big, and I don't want them bringing out a new console, because they damn as well won't bloody backwards compatible it.
I think Nintendo will be the first to go into the next console generation.
Well, Reggie said he wasn't going to announce a new Wii until, what, 40 million?
Yeah, I remember reading that as well.
Let's just hope it stops on 39 million.
That'd be great.
Nobody would buy anymore.
No more Wii. Yay!
I wouldn't be surprised if at least a tech movie demo was shown at Tokyo Game Show this fall.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
No. No.
How about E3?
No. No. Microsoft needs to do one thing at E3, and that's show games. Sony needs to do one thing at E3, and that's lower the price. And Nintendo needs to do one thing at E3, and that's also show games. So there you go. So Sony's got plenty of games. They just need to lower the price. No, Microsoft and Nintendo both don't have enough first party games and need to do that.
That is true.
All right. Tyrant94 says, hey, N4G dudes, have you seen the commercials for Sucker Punch? Is it just me, or did I see some Hellgas soldiers in there?
Probably.
Looks like it.
I have to read this before you do leave, Drew, but so Doom has posted a big, long list of tweets, and in one of them he says, also, Frustrated Fury can suck it. Darn Sony ball-munching fanboy.
Say what you feel. Say what you feel.
But I don't care. I like winners, and we're winning.
Okay, Charlie Sheen, stop it.
Oh man, that cocaine's good.
Ironic Jester asked if any of us had a 3DS today, and that was just me. But there will be more. And here's the start of So Doom's tweets. He says, "I tweeted last week about 3D gaming, and you guys pretty much tore 3D up. What the fuck? It's not like they force you to play in 3D. Why be angry at an option? I would be angry if I was forced to play in 3D, but it's nice to be there, fad or not." Oh, that's a valid point. It is. I just hope that it's not like the Wii, where it's, you know, that's the feature.
I think what worries me about it is the fact that I think that developers and stuff like that are going to be dumping too much money into that quote-unquote option whenever I totally won't be using it.
Well, they did the same with motion control, and eventually a lot of companies stopped. Like, EA pulled their motion gaming thing after they realized it wasn't selling. So, yeah. He also says, I finally got to playing Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I like it, but at the same time, they need to move this franchise forward in time, I'm thinking. The U.S. Revolution? It would be nice. Not being set in Europe.
Yeah, sounds like the third one.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, maybe at E3.
No, definitely E3.
He says, last one. Love you guys, except Frustrated Fury.
Is that really what it said? It wasn't just me can suck it. It was that he loves everybody except for
him. That was the first part. It said, also Frustrated Fury can suck it. Darn Sony ball-munching fanboy. Last one. Love you guys, except Frustrated Fury. LOL. Keep up the good work. Pa-caw!
Oh, just on the side note, seeing as you just mentioned that, I think this is quite funny. The Oxford English Dictionary has just announced what new words are going to be put into the next revision. LOL and OMG.
Are you serious?
In the Oxford fucking Dictionary. I went mental when I found out about that. I had a lovely long conversation with my girlfriend how this country's gone to shit when Oxford English Dictionary are putting LOL and OMG in their bloody dictionary. They're not words, they're abbreviations. Get it right.
Jesus.
Well, it just goes to show that idiocracy is really going to happen.
Then what's going to happen?
Idiocracy.
Dude, I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
I'm sorry. The Mike Judd movie.
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you now.
The fuck's wrong with my mic?
I don't know what's wrong with you, Mike. Better get off that BitTorrent. You'll get in trouble.
Yeah, I need the porn. Can't function without my porn.
Alrighty then. But that's it. That's all the tweets I have. That's all the questions I have. Do we have any reviews by chance?
We do not have any reviews, and I'm pissed at those people. So, Dom, you know what? You can suck it because you need to put us a fucking review.
If the review's going to say, Frustrated Fury is a fanboy.
You know, I don't care. I'll read it.
That's awesome. Okay, so Gambus, any shouts besides the Front Towards Gamer podcast and all of their awesome one-year anniversary thing that everybody needs to go to this weekend?
Oh,
see, I plugged it twice.
Yeah. Besides the Front Toward Gamer podcast, I would also like to give a shout-out to the Old Gen Gamers podcast, the Pink and Deadly podcast, and the Red Sun Gamer podcast. And that will be it.
Wow, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything?
Just a shout-out to Rockman55, who helped me with my Ghostbusters review by playing co-op.
Thank you very much. And if anybody wants to get with us, we'll figure out the Killzone game night.
Hmm. Maybe we should do a Killzone and a Crisis on like one week, one another, if people have bought that, or because that way we'll appease both the sets of players.
There you go, Crisis and Killzone Rocket.
I'm definitely going to pick that up now. You've picked it up.
Oh, dude, it's awesome! If you want to get online and play, let me know, because that's my next thing is I'm going to pop online and play.
Sweet.
And then, of course, you know, I'm planning it 3 weeks out, but we're definitely having a Mortal Kombat night.
Sweet.
Oh yeah. We're gonna have a King of the Hill lobby match. What's up?
No, yeah. Look, even if I did get Mortal Kombat, look, I'd ever beat getting a game if you played that mode.
Oh, it's gonna be awesome. All right. Well, I think that's it. I think we're done. So, Mr. Gamerscon, you can do your thing, and we can be out of here.
All right. And it goes something like this.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G podcast. Mario! $0.
This is gonna be a very interesting episode.
Gather time!
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat! And Killer Wolverine! Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.